What do you feel about the state of the women's movement right now?
Well,
is there one?
Yeah, it's a very complicated question, and I think it's very closely tied up with how I feel about myself and my work, because I do feel that it was feminism that kind of carried me through, you know, a lot of stuff. It sort of educated me, it gave me something to get my teeth into, it gave me a cause. I think every cause is something to do with you. Very few people pick up causes that are nothing to do with them or their life. And feminism was so important for us coming out of the 50s and 60s. But now I sort of feel, I suppose in a way, I feel that's not there anymore. And it's not that it's not there. It's still there. I mean, there are still so many things wrong with the way that women live in the West, let alone with how they live anywhere else, that you couldn't possibly say that whole issue has gone away. It hasn't, but it's blurred, and the reason it's blurred is like it's not done through simple rules anymore. You don't have these rules that say you can't be a cub reporter because you're a girl. It's a lot more complicated and subtle than that. But it's like I said before, you realise it isn't just feminism and women, it's actually the way the world is that is the problem. And if you can solve that, you'll solve a lot of what is wrong. So it's all tied up. It goes, and in a way it's just too big. You sort of come to realise that it's enormous. And yet, there are more and more people coming to realise that there's something wrong. I mean, there are great floods of things coming from all over the place about we can't go... Basically, the theme is we can't go on like this, whether it's ecology or whether it's globalism or waste or all the whole industrial system. You know, we can't go on like this is the theme of it. And as far as women and men go, I'm not sure that we can go on like this either, although that is less prominent, because there is definitely this idea around that's not an issue anymore at all. And so it's difficult to keep sort of pointing out that it is, and that it's interlaced with all these things. It's extremely important. I mean, in terms of sustainable human ecology, it's so important. It's probably, you know, one of the absolutely major issues. Not so much because of women and men being who women and men are, but the way the world is arranged around women and men. That's the problem. The organising principle that gender has become is kind of code for a lot of the other things, like unpaid work not counting and all that stuff. And it doesn't matter who does it. If it doesn't count, it still doesn't count. But the fact that it doesn't count is intimately tied up with the fact that it's women that do it. And it's very hard to work out, you know, how those separate out. I mean, if men really did half the unpaid work, then I don't think it would be the problem it is. It would somehow have shifted in a way that just would have changed everything.